This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Fred Craddock is a minister that I've been familiar with for years. He taught at Emory University in Atlanta. He taught at Vanderbilt in Nashville. He was giving an address to ministers, and he said this: to give my life for Christ appears glorious. To pour out myself for others, to pay the ultimate price of martyrdom. I'll do it, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go out in a blaze of glory. We think of giving our all to the Lord, he says, is like taking a $1,000 bill and laying it on the table. Here's my life, Lord, I'm giving it all. But the reality for most of us is that he sends us to the bank and has us cash the $1,000 for quarters. We go through life putting out 25 cents here and 50 cents there, listening to the neighbor kid's troubles instead of saying, get lost. Going to a meeting, giving a cup of water to a shaky old man or a shaky old woman in a nursing home. Usually giving our life to Christ isn't glorious. It's done in all those little acts of love, 25 cents at a time. It's a lot easier to go out in a flash of glory. It's harder to live the Christian life little by little over the long haul. Over the long haul. Well, I want to suggest to you the most important two words to describe your life are not successful, not rich, not educated, not achiever, not accomplished this and accomplished that, but two words: loving and faithful. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters in eternity, and I'll leave this with you. Senator Mark Hatfield, years ago, tells of touring Calcutta with a woman known as Mother Teresa and visiting the so-called House of Dying, where sick children are cared for in their last days, and the dispensary, where the poor line up by the hundreds to receive medical attention. Watching Mother Teresa minister to these people, feeding and nursing those left by others to die, Hatfield was so overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of suffering she and her co-workers faced daily. How can you bear the load, he said, without being crushed by it? It's a valid question. How can you bear the load without being crushed by it? Mother Teresa replied, Senator Hatfield, I'm not called to be successful. I'm called to be faithful. What a sentence. The Lord didn't call me to be successful in this venture. He called me to be faithful. I want to suggest to you, that's what the Lord's calling every man, every woman in this room today, to be loving and to be faithful, because nothing else matters, now or in eternity. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for today and for this message from Proverbs 3. Lord, I have a feeling that you're using and will be using this series in people's lives. There are going to be husbands that I think are going to be different husbands because they listen to these messages from Proverbs. There are going to be some women that are going to be different wives and mothers because they listened to these messages from Proverbs, not from me, but from your word. There are going to be young people whose lives are going to be impacted in a positive way because they've listened to your word that what matters in eternity is two words: love and faithfulness. A love for you and faithfulness to you, and faithfulness and love for family. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, I believe it was Dr. Henry Cloud, a Christian psychologist, who says that Proverbs really is about three types of people: the wise person, the foolish person, and the evil person. As I've gone through the book of Proverbs, I found him to be right, that basically there are just three types of people that are discussed: wise, foolish, and evil. Which one describes you? Which one describes me? We'll continue this series next week. Our website for Cross Hope is simply one word, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.